Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second, the right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third, the first baseman, George Crow. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Alex Gramas. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh, the catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ramon Monzont. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Crow moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Monzont fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monzont fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gramas. The throw from Thomas to Spencer and they have Gramas trapped. The throw over to Lockman, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Lynch moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Temple scores. Lynch moves to third. Crow moves to second. It's Reds, 1, Giants, 1. Paul Giel now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Robinson. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds won. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport bunts towards the mound. Perky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to second. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel is 0-for-1 in the game. Giel hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Bob Perky. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Temple bunts towards the mound. Giel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to third. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. McMillan scores. Temple moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Giants. DeFondi pinch runs for George Crow. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. Mays moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-3 in the game. Gramas hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gramas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel is 0-2 in the game. Giel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Don Newcomb. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.